The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Javonte Williams takes the handoff. And Williams, nice second effort, still going. Javonte Williams carrying defenders. A 31-yard run.
That was an angry run from Javonte Williams, who yesterday was voted a top 10 running back in the National Football League, not by Pro Football Focus, not by, you know, guys who bump their gums into a microphone like myself. This is by the people inside the National Football League, coaches, players, executives. Stink. Pretty cool honor for a first-year player who played a largely secondary role.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. It just goes to show you, there's certain parts, as much as people like to say, oh, the game has changed, and oh, you know, you guys don't, you're not keeping up with it. Baloney. Like, hey, be physical, run people over, you know, blitz protect and do those things, and you'll get recognized for it. You play a physical style of football. That's one thing that will never change. You control the line of scrimmage, and this is a guy that helps control the line of scrimmage. You do that, you're going to win a lot more games than you lose, and he is one of those hammerheads that does that for you.
Yeah, I mean, look, he flat out has it all. His physicality, the way he, how smart he is, blitz pickups, all of those things. Top 10, I'm a little bit surprised that he got the recognition
Me too.
Like, love Javonte Williams, yes. But nationally, a little bit surprised because he was splitting carries in year one. He's just a rookie.
But again, this was people in the league who follow the league. These are not casuals. These are people who are obsessed with the process in the league. So it is surprising, but at the same time, it's like, okay, they kind of know what we know, or they have hints of what we know. We'll continue to talk about this throughout the morning. Lots of thoughts here, lots to unpack as we move forward. Next in the Morning Brew.
Nikola. Got it. Rupert Fulk. Oh, Jackie Wisniewski lost it. Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri!
Oh, gosh. What a special moment that was. Probably about a month ago now, maybe a little bit more. The start of NHL free agency begins in less than 4 hours from now. Stink, are you expecting a couple free agents to take a legitimate haircut to come play with the Colorado Avalanche?
No. I'm not expecting. You just won a world championship. You know, and there's like, Kadri's a guy that could probably play on the first line in a lot of places, right?
No question.
So,
and will.
Yeah, and I think you look at that, man, this is my chance to help lead a team. There's more to it than just money, and there's great places to play in the National Hockey League. Yeah, you would love it. Like, you always have to kind of look at what a haircut, like what a hometown discount is, because there is. It's a great city, really support the team, right? Great schools, great, everything is awesome. So that's worth something, right? It's worth something.
Sure.
And maybe that's worth six figures a year. You know, maybe it's worth $100,000 a year.
The difference is $250,000, maybe.
Right, yeah. But you're not talking, yeah, I'll take $800,000 less a year to play. No, you're not. That's one of those things that you kind of always weigh out.
You got to turn your mic on the new radio.
I totally agree, Mark, with everything that you said.
It's early.
Yeah, it is a little bit early. Yeah. But yes, I mean, who's going to take a huge discount to, you know, you only have a small window to maximize your earnings and you know, maybe at the tail end of your career, if you're going to sign a one-year deal somewhere, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to Colorado. That's, you know,
yeah.
The Avs went out there because they're a contender and they're a good place to live, good place to play. But you're not taking a $1 million discount, you know, not 99% of the guys.
All right, still lots to cover on that front, on the Avalanche free agency front. There's a couple names that we all know that could be leaving, couple could be coming back, and another set of names that we might that just might not be on our radar that could be coming into town that want to play with the world champions.